And then you got in the bed together and he told you that,
no.
that you're the bear and you're pregnant and you're having a cub.
Welcome, and this is Far Betterment.
This week's episode is a very special episode. It's the best episode. The one and only Robin Buttholes joins me on a Far Betterment. She wanted me to say nice things about her, so she farts really loud. I think that's a positive. Probably louder than anybody I've ever heard in my entire life. She farts at inappropriate times. She often pees herself when we're out in public and she laughs too hard. She pees when she sneezes also. So that sucks for her, not for me, unless she pees so much that it wets my seat, which has happened on at least one occasion. And what else do you do?
Nothing.
You like candy and sweets a lot,
that's
so that's cool.
Other parts weren't true. So those are
nice. And let me think. I don't know. There's a bunch of nice stuff about you. So without further ado, Robin Buttholes for Far Betterment.
Why do you call her Robin Buttholes? That's not
Robin right. Buckles for Far Betterment. All right, here we go, motherfucker.
Okay.
Let's get down with this podcasting thing.
All right. Remember when we said we were going to do these on Sundays and now we're just last...
This isn't... You're my guest this week.
Oh.
So, at the beginning of this episode, I'm going to say some stuff about you.
Oh, no.
Nice stuff, I guess.
Nice? I don't know. That doesn't sound like you.
I'm not nice.
Not to me.
Not to anybody.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm listening.
Am I even being recorded right now?
I don't know.
I see waveforms. We're good.
Okay.
I don't feel like I'm very loud here, but I guess we'll figure it out.
I'm waiting for my nice stuff to be said.
No, I have to do it in the intro.
Oh.
And be like, hey, I've known this lady for some years. She's all right. She's pretty okay.
Who am I?
We're married and stuff, so that's cool.
I'm your wife.
Yeah, but we've...
The intro's already gone on, so people already know who I am.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. I'm Robin.
We've done this before, so.
We were supposed to do these episodes on Sundays. We've done, I think, maybe two on Sundays.
Yeah, but this isn't really one of those, I don't think. Is it?
We had some technical difficulties with our guests this week, or with your guests, not with our guests, but.
Well, I mean, mostly what happened was we left home. Internet connection's not the greatest, and so it's made it kind of so I can't really do any Skype interviews, and that's pretty much it. So those are going to continue here in a couple of days, and we'll start again, and next week we'll have a new guest.
Surprise, though, it's me, and I bet everyone out there is excited.
All one of my listeners, apparently. Everyone
is excited.
No, but on that note, thanks to all my listeners. I really appreciate it.
All one of you.
All one of you guys are my favorites. So thank you for that. But really.
Ooh, you got louder.
Yeah, I'm turning me up in the headphones here. I like to hear my voice. So
what are we talking about?
I don't know.
We just did. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, we have a different podcast that we do with our son, The Apple and the Tree. But the other day, he had a friend over and we were recording, so he didn't record with us. So Andrew and I just did one of these, mm-hmm. but on our other podcast. It's much more family friendly, but it wasn't really that family friendly, I guess. I mean, it was fine.
Well, I mean,
but
it was not like it's R or even PG-13. It was G rated.
Yeah, but it's probably just boring if children were listening.
Well, I don't think many children listen to podcasts. When I think of a podcast for families, I think of like parents listening to people talk about being families, not kids listening. Like,
Asher listens to podcasts that he probably shouldn't.
Asher listens to My Favorite Murder. And then he sits back there and we think like, oh, he's not listening. He's playing his iPad. And then all of a sudden he's like, wait a second. What did he stab them with? And we're like, oh, don't listen to this.
Oh, man. Bad parents.
Yeah. We're great parents, though. I mean, if I really think about it, we have amazing kids. We're very lucky.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're great.
So, what do you want to talk about today?
You know what I want to talk about? This has been bothering me since you told me about it.
Bad accents that
no,
I
No, that kid that showed you the Playboy, and then you got in the bed together, and he told you that
no,
that you're the bear and you're pregnant and you're having a cub.
Okay, that's what I
that's what I want to talk about because
those were incidences that happened at the same time, though.
Okay, but this is all. I mean, I've heard about this before. And I always forget about it after a couple of days, but now I'm like, wait a second, we gotta dissect this a little bit more.
I feel embarrassed.
Cause
I'm not good on a podcast where I have to talk about myself.
Okay, well, let's talk about this.
I don't like talking about myself.
Well, I think we should dive in a little bit to this situation.
I shouldn't have mentioned this today.
Because it's interesting how this could be construed as something that it's not, or maybe it is something that it is, and you've blocked everything out. So, was the Playboy?
I remember his dad had an office, and they had a lot of them in there, and he went and grabbed one.
His dad like, had a lot of Playboys?
Yeah.
Was he a collector?
He must have been a collector, I guess.
Or compulsive.
I don't know. I was a child.
A compulsive masturbator.
Oh my God. I was a kid. I don't know what he was.
Okay. Well, how old were you?
First grade. I don't know.
Oh my God. This is seven. Going wrong ways already.
Yeah, it happened.
Okay.
I don't know if it was like, I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Okay. Well.
He went and grabbed one. I was looking at it, and he showed me a picture.
What did he show you?
Well, what is in a Playboy? Just naked woman.
One naked woman in all of them?
I don't know why. I didn't
she
look.
Must be very famous.
I didn't look. I think I only remember one, I think.
Do you remember what issue it was?
No. Remember when we found a Playboy in a hotel room, though?
Oh, that was gross.
Yeah.
It was under the mattress.
No, it wasn't under the mattresses.
Oh, it was up on top of
there were like shelving in there. We went to put
fucking gross.
The laptop up there and there's a Playboy.
Yep.
Yeah, that was gross.
Yeah, I remember I reached up there to put our laptop because I was like, it'll be safe. You can't see it. There's like a little lip.
Mm-hmm.
And as I reached my hand up there to put the thing, I noticed the laptop wasn't like level. And I was like, what the heck? I reach up even more and I felt something.
Paper.
That made me think of like, I was horrified because I knew this is.
Oh, it was
crunchy? I don't want to be touching.
Was it crunchy?
I mean, it wasn't not crunchy.
I don't think it was a Playboy. It was like a hustler or something.
It was a hustler. Oh, that's right. It was a hustler. It was one of the raunchiest ones.
Oh, is that different than a Playboy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't look at Hustler, these magazines, so
Hustler
I'm not sure.
Has, like, full, like, penetration and, like, Hustler is, like, porno that doesn't move.
All right.
So, it's boring. But, listen, though. The pages were stuck together.
Yep, that was gross.
Yeah. I mean, why?
Yeah, that was gross.
I think we know why. I think we both know why. So anyway, how'd you guys end up in the bed with the bear pregnancy? How did you end up becoming a cub mother? And were you protective? Were you a protective mother?
Probably not.
Well,
I was seven.
Okay, but what we really should talk about is how did your parents react? How they even catch you?
Doing what?
With the Playboy.
Well, it was at his house, not at my house.
Yeah, but like, how'd they know about it? You told them? You went home and
I
said,
didn't tell
guess
them.
What?
He must have gotten caught with it because his mom called my mom.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
And then my mom asked me, and I think I lied, and I said, nope, no idea what you're talking about.
No idea.
Yep. Yeah. That's.
You've run into some situations as a child.
What?
I don't know. Like things in third grade, things in first grade. God. All kinds of stuff. It's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, not just say it because obviously.
No, I'm not going to say it because I think this one's too much. We'll let the listeners use their imaginations.
Okay, listen.
No.
No.
You're going to talk about this?
I won't talk about it fully. There was a girl at my third grade birthday party and she like wanted to make out with everybody.
In third grade.
Yeah, and we're all girls too. Not that that matters, but.
No, but in third grade, it's interesting because did she grow up to be bisexual or lesbian or anything? And I guess that's not the part that bothers me. The part that bothers me is not that she was bisexual or, you know, anything like that. The part that bothers me is that she was in third grade and thought it was like appropriate or her, like there was no boundaries set to be like.
Yeah, well, she played Spin the Bottle and was making out with a bunch of people it there. Was
like, that's very advanced for that age. Like, I didn't know, like, okay, I knew about that stuff when I was very young, but I never would have thought to like, I didn't start thinking about girls or whatever, like, until I was probably in middle school where I actually was like, oh, I want to kiss a girl or like, you know, I want to play Spin the Bottle or whatever. Where this girl's in third grade and she's all like, hey guys, guess what we can do?
Yeah, that was weird. I didn't play, but there were definitely girls. It was a sleepover and we were in our room and there were definitely girls making like, out.
That's crazy. I didn't even know about making out at that age.
Yeah, it was weird.
You know what? Like I've told you this, I did know about babies before fifth grade. For sure, I knew how they were made. Because I caught a PBS special on accident one time. I used to watch PBS all the time. Arthur, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rogers, well, apparently, when you stay home sick from school and there's no Mr. Rogers on, it's sex like, education.
It's like when you're watching Cinemax, like after like 10 p.m., it turns into Skinemax.
But like really factual. With correct terms and no, it was like a legitimate like class about like sexuality and anatomy and stuff on PBS.
Never seen it.
It was like one of those it was a straight educational program. And I remember we didn't have cable back then. And there's only like either PBS or like daytime talk shows, which back then it was probably like Phil Donahue, which no one's gonna remember, probably including you. But he's a guy with glasses and white hair.
Well, that narrows it down.
What?
I said, well, that narrows it down.
Actually, it does. How many daytime talk show hosts do you know that are men?
I don't
know. It's like Jerry Springer and I can't think of the guy who's Maury. Always telling people. Yeah, Maury. You are not the father.
Remember when that show used to be more than just that,
though? Yeah, I do. This was back then.
Oh, that was so good. That used to be a good show. And then every episode ended up being paternity test.
Gotta go with the ratings, though, bro. I mean, like, yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is like either that or court.
I remember in summertime, I would stay home because it was summer, obviously.
Obviously,
And I would always like eat lunch and watch Maury. I like wake up and watch the Golden Girls and Nanny on, I forget what, Lifetime, I think, maybe. The Golden Girls and Nanny. And then I would switch it over to TLC and watch some like maybe What Not to Wear or whatever's on there. Then lunchtime, Maury. And I used to like cook myself a ramen noodle and sit there and watch more. That was the best.
Those were the days.
And then I usually would go to the pool after that.
Just chill at the pool.
Uh-huh.
Talk about Maury. Those were the good
and then
old days.
It turned into just paternity tests and then I didn't like anymore.
Yeah, well, that's all it is. I mean, people not knowing who the father is, apparently. I wonder how many of those like are legit and how many of them are just like people scamming the system. Because I know there's this one story and it made it into like an article or it was the reporter that did this, but they like faked the entire thing. It was on Jerry Springer. They faked the whole thing, got a trip out there, got a hotel stay, and then they would pay them for their appearance too. So they got money out of it.
It's like, no, it's like in somewhere stupid like Connecticut or something.
It was in Chicago or New York.
Really? It used to be in like somewhere like really like weird.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was, but.
Sorry if you live in Connecticut. I've never been there. I don't know if it's stupid, but.
Why are you saying that? We've never been there. I didn't even think about that.
It just felt like, I don't know, if you're going to go on a, try to get a free trip, it'd be like California or New York.
You would, if someone came to you and was like, here's a free trip to Connecticut.
Yeah, I would go.
Hotel and here was $2,500. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd go to Connecticut.
Sure.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Sounds great. What are the things I can do there?
Okay. Hold on. I didn't finish the rest of this third grade story, though.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is getting...
Okay.
It's getting uncomfortable.
not recently, but back when MySpace was a thing, I tried to look her up on MySpace. Mm-hmm. So this was like, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years ago, however long ago, long time ago. I tried to look her up on MySpace. Mm-hmm. And the only name that I don't know if this is her, but it did look similar to her. And it was a porn star.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a porn star.
No, there's not. I just don't know if that was her. It just kind of, I don't know, would be crazy, I guess.
I mean, it's pretty advanced for a third grader. Like, what is that? 8 years old, or 9 or 10?
I think it must have been my 9th birthday. It was my birthday party. And
that was at your birthday party. I thought it was at hers.
No, it was at mine.
So she just took over your birthday and made it into a makeout party in third grade?
Well...
That's our kid's 8.
I know.
He doesn't know anything about that. That we know of.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is horrifying.
Well, because we were up in my room because it was a sleepover. We were doing a sleepover. Like,
did your parents ever find out about that?
No.
Now they did.
I don't hope. No.
Okay, but they probably don't listen to this podcast.
I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, so potentially she is or was a porn star, or potentially that wasn't her at all.
I mean, that's neither here nor there. What is here and there is that she was 9 years old and knew about fully making out.
Yep. Maybe some kids know about that.
I don't know. I guess movies and stuff can do that. Well, so, I don't know. We're not really careful about what our kid watches at all. I've never believed in that. My mom never did that with me. Like, I watched, like, R-rated movies when I was a kid. I guess they would cover my eyes if there was a naked part. But if there was a clown murdering children, nope. Watch it all you want. But, like...
They're trying to put the fear of God in you.
Nudity.
The fear of clowns in you, I guess.
No nudity for this guy. That I've always thought is weird. And me and you kind of agree, or do agree on this, is like, I don't think we really care about nudity. You know?
I don't know.
I guess we kind of do. I don't know. I guess we try not to watch stuff like that in front of them.
We definitely don't really watch stuff like that in front of Asher.
Because it's really uncomfortable. I guess we've really, like, if we've been watching like a movie or something on HBO and then something comes up, we like change it right away. Yeah. So I guess I have to take that back. Mm-hmm. Why do we care about that, though? Like, it's just a body.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, why do we care about that? Remember, I've always said, like, I want to make sure the kids were, like, comfortable with themselves and they weren't, like, embarrassed or... Because, like, we just talked about this a couple minutes ago. Our 3-year-old's super embarrassed of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about like naked bodies. He'll take his clothes off and just run around the room. He does not care.
Okay, we were at the store the other day and I was just holding up clothes to Asher to see if they fit him. And Brooke's in the middle of the... I wasn't looking at him because I was looking at Asher. And then all of a sudden I looked over at Brooks naked in the store trying to
Not naked. He took his shirt off.
Okay. Yes. Shirt off in the store because he was like going to put clothes on.
He's just trying to exercise.
Okay. But he would have taken his pants off if he had pants to try
on. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely would have taken his pants off also. But okay. Here's something I want to talk about because you said you would talk about this.
Oh. I don't remember what I said, okay.
Sneaky siblings that hurt you. On purpose.
but make it appear like it was an accident or never happened.
Okay. What part? Okay, give me more direction.
I don't know. You told me that your brother, like, would hurt you when you're a kid and be like, you better not tell your parents. And the reason I'm asking is because I was that brother.
Oh, yeah.
I was a jerk. Yeah, oh, man, I was so mean to my brothers. Now they hate me. And you hate your brother.
Mm-hmm. Want to know if that was the reason, though?
Well, no. There are other reasons.
Lots of reasons. Okay. We're not getting into that.
Really? We shouldn't talk about that?
I feel like that's for another episode.
I don't know if we should ever talk about it.
Okay.
No. Anyway. I don't think we should talk about it, but... I do think we should talk about sneaky siblings.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you some stories
about
things I did to my brothers that were super mean.
Oh.
This is probably the meanest one I did. My mom knows about this. I'm sure my brother remembers it.
Victor.
Or maybe he doesn't. So, and I've told you this story, but this is the meanest thing. And
Dropped your foot?
Yeah. One of my biggest regrets was we were playing video games in my room and we were there. My friend was there. I was probably in middle school or high school.
What friend was there?
I think Richie.
Really? Mm-hmm. Richie went over to your house?
Yeah. And so he was there. And I remember I kept trying to kick him out, you know, because you don't want your little brother hanging around you and your friends at a certain age. So I was like, you got to go. Trying to get him out. He wouldn't get out. So he just laid on my bed. I lifted my foot as high as it would go. And then I just let it fall. Right into his nuts.
That's pretty mean.
Yeah.
How old was he?
Oh, man, I don't know.
You were in middle school. He was 7 years younger than you.
Yeah, he was pretty young. He was elementary school or something age. Yeah, he was probably elementary school, early middle school age. So I guess I was either like early high school or something like that. But, oh, yeah, dropped my fucking heel. Right into his balls.
That's mean.
Yeah. So, but you know, I never tried to hide that stuff, I guess. I just was a dick and said, well, he wouldn't get out of my room.
That's mean.
I was a mean brother. I wasn't super nice to Victor. Like, I think there was a big time, like, jealousy there. And there's, like, a lot of, like favoritism. That's why with Brooks, I try to be so careful because I know, like, in a lot of cases, the middle child gets a lot of attention. I've seen you do this with Brooks where, like, he gets away with so much. It's crazy. And I'm so conscious of that because I had a middle brother and I'm like, I don't want them to hate each other and I don't want there to be, like, competition between them or, like, jealousy. So I'm very conscious of, like, of us showing any favoritism towards them. I mean, if I'm going to show favoritism, it's going to be towards my daughter.
Wow. Okay.
Because she's just a sweet little princess.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute though. That is true.
But really, like, yeah, I don't want that. Like, I don't want Asher to grow up because, you know, I've seen Asher do some sneaky shit. Last night, for instance, when he put his feet on top of Brooks and was smashing him, he was doing that to, like, passive aggressively get back at him for whatever. I don't know what Brooks was even doing. But, like, yeah, I don't want that. So do you think your brother treated you like that? Like, just to passive aggressively get at you? Or do you think he just, like...
I think my brother's just insane. Just in general.
Like, legitimately insane, yeah. Though?
Come on. Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if your parents listen to this or not.
Okay, so let's assume that they don't. Yes.
Okay.
I think he's out of his mind.
I will say, do I think that he needs to get help? Absolutely. And the reason being because I think that this is such a touchy subject. Like, I guess I wish that I would never have brought it up.
Okay.
But I think that he has some kind of addiction, whether that's an addiction to
a substance or an addiction to wine or an addiction to, I don't know, codependency or using people or whatever. There's definitely some addictive qualities there, especially, you know, like I have many addicts in my family. My dad was one, for instance. You know, my stepdad before him, were all addicts, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wait, your step Victor's dad was an addict? Alcoholic?
Well, he used to drink really heavily, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, I don't know. See, and that's also tricky because I think that maybe part of it was my family made him seem like that. I would say of the three, he was the least addictive.
Well, I mean, we know your dad is and we know Ron is.
Yeah, they were absolutely alcoholics. And your brother, the way he treats it, situations.
And Ron was other drugs as well.
Yeah. Well, he was many other drugs. Like Ron graduated to the, you know, what most people would consider the highest form of addiction, which would be heroin and eventually overdosing. And so, yeah.
But Chuck, what?
He would probably have the least addictive qualities of the three, though, because I remember being a kid and he always, like, had beer. Always. Like, I don't think he went a day without having a beer or a few beers or whatever.
That doesn't mean you're an alcoholic, I guess.
No, not necessarily. So that's why I guess with him it's a little tricky for me. But, you know, my dad absolutely, like, could not go without drinking so much that he, like, routinely and consistently drove drunk. Mm-hmm. And drove while drinking. Mm-hmm. Like, in and a literal sense.
Picked up his truck and there were shot glasses and everything in there.
Yeah, so, yeah, he definitely had a problem. And Ron, you know, like, he was the kind of addict that would go on binges for weeks and then come back and apologize and then go on some more binges and then come back, you know, and rob you and really charismatic, you know, mm-hmm. really very easy to forgive for a long period of time. Like, he was an easy person to forgive. Mm-hmm. Until he wasn't, because they all wear out their welcome.
After a while.
So, yeah. So I guess your brother kind of reminds me of that. Like, that willing to say anything to get themselves out of trouble, even if it's a blatant lie. Like, if you just repeat it enough times, then the person you're saying it to is either going to just say, you know, whatever, I don't care anymore, just stop telling me, I don't want to hear it, here's what you want. Or they're, you know, going to believe you. And I think that that's kind of what he does. He lies, repeats the lie, and then, you know, we just move on from it. And
well, I haven't talked to my brother
in many years.
Well, I stopped talking to him like right before Brookie was born.
Yeah.
So that was like January 2016, probably about then.
Yeah.
And then he tried to text me November 2016 to say Happy Thanksgiving, and I told him to never text me again, and then he hasn't since then.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the weirdest thing that he does that affects us, and not like in a way where it like changes our lives, but it's just kind of annoying, is that he gives our number out to like
people still.
Anybody. Like, if he doesn't, like, the dumbest things too, like, if he doesn't want to be reached from people who are voters or who are like campaign, I don't remember what they're like, Teamsters or whatever, and they call you to say, like, have you registered to vote? Like, he'll give our phone numbers to them, or he'll
give them to like billing companies.
Still or to this day.
To this day. And it's crazy. Because here's the thing I think is weird. And I told you this the other day when I got this phone call from CU, like their financial aid office. First of all, I've never been to CU. ever. And, you know.
Well, and a lot of times they call looking for John Buckles. It's not like they can.
I feel like you shouldn't have said his last name. Oh.
We can bleep that out, right?
Don't know how to. So I'll have to just cut it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So
he has the same last name as me.
Well, now they really know.
Okay.
Fine. We're leaving it then, I guess.
They do call them. I mean, I just got a.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Thing from a. I got a text message the other day from a. Like you were saying, a place for voting, and it said, "Hey, John, blah 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 blah."
Yeah.
So you can't say it's not him doing it.
Well, that's the weird thing to me is that it happens and then he just says no. Or I guess I assume that he's telling people that he didn't do it. But also the other weird thing is that like if you don't like why not just give a random number out? Why
or just give not our give a number out?
Or yeah. Like why give our numbers out? Is it like that is that a passive aggressive form of like annoying us? Because I first of all, not that annoying. Like it's not gonna.
It upsets me.
Well, it's annoying, but it's not like it's not life altering.
No, maybe it really isn't him though. Maybe one of his like.
Well, maybe, but like, how stupid is that? Why?
They're like, I'm gonna put this number down. Well, I doubt it though. Yeah. But.
It's really just odd. I don't know. But like. Everybody's family has, well, mine, I guess I have a lot. Everyone's family's got like that one person. In fact, in my family, I feel like I'm that person, honestly.
What? The black sheep?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or something. Like me, my mom, my brothers, I feel like we're definitely the black sheep.
All of you guys are the black sheep?
Oh, for sure. You don't think so?
Yes. I do. But... More the rest of them than
me. Yeah, well, me less. Because you know what? I've learned.
Well.
This is going to come off sounding so bad. But it's like, if I just. If I'm just agreeable or whatever. Like, and I guess now, actually growing up, I will say. Like, it's become much more important to me to have family and like, you know, just forget about like all that stuff. Because whatever happened, you know, it's in the past. And. Like, I want, it's important for me to have my kids have family and, you know, also I think disagreeing is not as important as it used to be. Like, when you're a kid, when you're a teenager, you feel like if you disagree with somebody, that's it. Like, that's the end of the line. They don't agree with you. You don't agree with them. You'll never see eye to eye. Or now I've realized, like, you just don't see eye to eye with everybody and who cares? It doesn't make you guys enemies. It just means you don't agree on everything. And most people don't. So I think that is the difference. Where I think, like, my mom and my brothers have really dug in. My mom, not so much. Like, my mom loves her family and really wants to be around them. But my brothers, I think, are still at the age where they, like, they've dug in. They have their side. And that's it. But I think they'll come to realize, like I did, that... Like, family is important.
I don't know.
Guess
only time will tell.
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Family's not as important to you, though, so maybe they won't. Maybe they'll be like you.
Some of my family is important.
Yeah, but you're talking about, you know, Brooks and Asher and Clara and me.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm saying extended family is like not as, like, you, and not that they're not important, but that you guys aren't close.
No, but I didn't grow up in the same state as them.
Yeah. Where, like, I grew up around my whole family.
Yeah.
So family, when I say family, like, everybody's my family. Like, they're all my family, immediate family. Where when you talk about family, you're talking about, like, your very immediate family.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking uncles, aunts, and cousins, you know. Like, you're probably closer with my cousins than you are with your cousins.
Well, obviously, they were.
Well, your cousins are way older than you, too.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird to me because all my cousins, like, I'm the second oldest.
My cousins, one of my cousin's kids is older than me.
Kelly, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's older than, she's my age, right?
Yeah.
Or is she older than me too?
I think she's your
age. She's my age, right? Yeah, 33. Okay. Sorry, Kelly. I didn't mean to call you out on your age. But, I mean, if it's a consolation, she doesn't look 33, so good for her. But, like, yeah, that's crazy. I always forget that Kelly's not your first cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, all my cousins are way older than me.
She's Angie's her mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. And Angie's your first cousin, and she's like,
I don't know.
I don't want to call out her age either, but
she's much older though. She's old enough to have.
Obviously, she's old enough to have a daughter.
Older than me.
Yeah.
And I'm 30.
That's crazy. Yeah, like all your cousins are very old. Or not very old, but like compared to mine.
Yeah.
Like I have cousins that just are graduating high school.
Yeah. I have one cousin that's younger than me. That's on my mom's side though.
Who?
Cara. I don't think you've not even met all of my family.
I'm not even sure I've even heard that name.
Cara?
In 13 years of being together. I don't know if I've
You've ever. Heard of Andrew and Michael.
Yeah.
That's their younger sister. Andrew and Michael are like 10 years older than me.
Oh, so she's 10 years younger than
she has a different mom years. Than them.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy though. Jeez. So where do your parents fall on like the age scale? Like your dad, how many brothers and sisters did he have?
There are four total. So he had two sisters, one brother.
And your dad's the youngest.
Yeah.
And he's 64?
65, I think. No, 66. My mom's 67.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's crazy. That seems like just like yesterday that we celebrated her 65th birthday. At Mammoth's.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a surprise birthday party for her.
That seemed like just like recently. But I forget, we still lived at the old house.
No, we lived at our house, but I was pregnant with Clara.
We just moved in then.
Yeah.
Wow. That's weird.
Yeah, she's 67. My dad's 66. And they're both the youngest.
So weird.
They're both the youngest in their family, I think quite a bit.
Here's something gruesome.
Oh.
Your mom is 3 years younger than my grandma when she died.
Your grandma had cancer, though.
I know.
She didn't just die of old age.
My grandpa died at that age.
But he also had, what did he have? I don't remember.
It was an aneurysm and a blood clot in his brain and a tangle of nerves and veins that caused a tumor. A lot was going on. So yeah, I understand that. But my grandpa and grandma looked terrible. Like your parents look great for their age. Great for their age. We were just talking about this the other day. I said your dad, if his hair wasn't gray, he'd look like he's in his 50s or 40s, late 40s, easily. And your mom too.
My mom's hair isn't gray.
No, I'm saying your mom looks like that age right now.
Oh.
Where my grandparents, they looked old. Like, they're wrinkly. They're, broken down. They looked old.
And harder lives, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I believe in that, though. I feel like I've aged pretty well. And I didn't have the easiest, upbringing. But I guess I didn't really have, struggles either. You know, I always had food. I didn't always have food. But
you used to eat crackers with dusted and Kool-Aid. That was your meal.
No, not dusted and Kool-Aid.
Oh, I always pictured that's what you did.
With Kool-Aid as a side.
as a drink?
Yeah.
That you just ate the powder.
Well, I had to get the crackers down. So I would put the crackers in my mouth and then put its Kool-Aid in there and then swallow it. So that way it was
I was just pictured in my head. You was
who sprinkles Kool-Aid? You know that's sour.
That's what I always pictured. It's just little Andrew the cracker.
So when I was little,
as a topping.
No.
So it was an actual drink. Did you have the sugar though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what I was gonna say. When you would go to churches and stuff to get food, because we used to be pretty poor, and we'd have to go to churches and stuff to get food, they would give you stuff like that. They'd give you Kool-Aid. They'd give you sugar. They'd give you peanut butter. They'd give you powdered eggs, powdered milk. bread, cheese. Sometimes the cheese had mold though, because all the stuff is like coming from grocery stores. It was about to expire. Or there's like donations from people sometimes, but like, yeah. We used to go get turkeys there for Christmas and Thanksgiving. Yeah. This is pretty crazy. I think that's why I really like appreciate, like, I don't know, everything. Because I know, or like, you know, you don't think I'm a very positive person.
Oh my gosh, I never have said that.
Yeah, you have. You've legitimately. We have a friend that said how positive I was, and you're like, what? Andrew?
You weren't even there. I told you this later.
I know, but I feel like I'm pretty positive. And I think that's why, because I know it could be so much shittier at any second. Like, any minute, we could be, you know, having to get food and stuff. And, like, that's why I don't know. I've never been embarrassed. I think when I was a teenager, I was, but now I'm just like, we had to. Like, that's how we had to eat. That's how we had to. And I'm thankful, like, those programs exist, because if they didn't, I would have fucking starved. Clearly, I didn't starve. I'm not underweight. That's for sure. But, like, clearly, I didn't starve. Those crackers and Kool-Aid, man.
Plumped you up.
The only thing I ever had a complaint about as far as food when there was donations was powdered eggs.
Okay, I was going to ask. Okay, because you have told me that the government used to give you, like, and you just described them as, like, white boxes that just said, like...
Yeah, that said what it was.
Just, like, eggs or whatever. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you guys used to have food stamps, too. So why did you not have...
No, we didn't have food stamps in the beginning.
That's what they gave you in the beginning?
No.
What's the difference
between... It wasn't a government... Okay, so it wasn't a government program, I guess. It was more... Those were church programs. So this was before...
The white boxes were church programs?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Or it was... I guess it was like... I don't know how to describe it. You'd go to this building and they'd have these boxes set up and you go pick your box up and you leave. Like, you just had to go wait there. My mom would go and wait in line or whatever. And they get this box, a cardboard box, for like with a week's worth of groceries or a few days or whatever. I think it's supposed to be a week, but it was not anywhere near enough for a 3-4 person family. Like, there's no way. And really the whole reason we had to do this was because my stepdad, like, it's pretty crazy how quick things went south once we moved in with Ron. So
he again was the
third stepdad.
Who was
second stepdad?
Who was a drug addict?
He was a drug addict. And so we used to live with my grandma. I lived with my grandma on and off until I was 15, 16 years old. Oh, 17 almost, actually. But we moved out of there when I was 12 or 11. Yeah, we moved out of there when I had just turned 11. I had just finished fifth grade. And I remember my mom and my grandma, like, gotten the biggest fight I had ever seen them get into, where they, like, didn't talk for, like, a while, which is crazy because my mom, like,
loved
my grandma and never would have stopped talking to her. But my grandma was furious. Like, whenever my mom even started talking to somebody, my grandma would, like, just be infuriated. She hated with my mom, like, dating or talking to anybody. And I think that made my mom make, like, some poor decisions as far as, like, guys, because she would, like, my grandma would throw her out or whatever, and she had nowhere to go, and these guys would be like, okay, come with me. And not that my mom was, like, dating a bunch of guys, but with Ron specifically. I remember I spent the night at a friend's house, and my mom and Ron must have gone on a date or whatever and came home whenever was too late for my grandma. Keep in mind, my mom was like in her 30s by now, I think, because it must have been, oh, geez, like 1996 probably. So I was like 10. So my mom was probably like 36 or something like that, 35. And I remember I spent the night at my friend's. The next morning, my grandma calls there screaming.
Your friend's house?
Yes. I was never allowed over there again, by the way, after this happened. But my, yeah.
Who was it?
My friend Giuseppe. It's like my best friend ever in elementary school and never allowed over there again.
Because this happened?
Because this happened specifically. My grandma calls and told me that my mom abandoned me, left me, was never coming back for me, ran off with a guy, and was never coming home. And I needed to come home right away to be with her. And I, you know, I was 10. Like, I was angry. I was like, I said I was 11. I was probably 10. I was like angry and, you know, so I yelled at her and I said, she would never do that to me. And like, I think I just hung up.
Why didn't your grandma just come pick you up? Why did she make it these other people?
Really drive, I don't think.
So she wanted them to bring you home or what?
I don't know what she wanted. I think she just wanted to
tell the world.
Yes. I think she,
that's not really fair for her to drag other people into it.
She didn't tell them. She asked for me and then told me.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
So I thought she was telling like the people's parents.
I don't know what she told them because they never let me over again.
Oh.
Ever.
I see.
So, yeah, she like told them whatever. And, oh God, so complicated. And then obviously that turned out not to be true. And then I remember my uncle called right after that. My uncle to scream at me for yelling at my grandma. And I got in big trouble for talking back to her. But turns out my mom did not run away and abandon me.
Good.
She got locked out of the house because she came home too late for my grandma in her 30s with the key to the house and got locked out. My grandma wouldn't let her in. And so my mom had to stay at the guy's house. And the next day, my grandma's like throwing her stuff out of the house.
Hmm.
And so where is she going to go? Obviously, she's going with Ron because Ron was a pretty nice guy, you know. And
well, like you said, he was.
He was the best dad I ever had. Shittily enough. Shittily enough, Ron was the greatest father of all time.
When he wasn't a drug addict, you mean?
When Ron wasn't a drug addict, I have like very fond memories of Ron. Excellent person, great father, terrible addiction and disease that he clearly couldn't overcome.
Well, that's the problem with drug addiction.
Yeah. So I have a soft spot for addicts, I guess, for wanting to help them and get, you know, help them get better. And I'm an addict myself, you know, so I guess maybe I kind of get it. I guess the part that I don't get is where you can't find someone else to put above you. I don't know. I guess that's only because I did. But yeah, so we ended up moving to Loveland right after that and staying in this place where kids weren't allowed. And they like had to sneak us in and out of the apartment all the time. And hide us from the manager because then Ron would get evicted.
How long did you live there?
Just a few weeks. We moved a lot that year. I think we moved like 7 or 8 times in a year. I don't remember how many times we moved, but I remember I counted it out once. And it was like quite a bit. I changed schools like 4 or 5 times in 1 year at least. Remember the saddest time that I changed schools was all the kids liked me. I had made so many friends the first like couple weeks of going there. The teachers liked me. And then all of a sudden they're like, we're moving. And we moved all the way to Fort Collins. And that was awful. Like one of the teachers liked me so much, she gave me an A+. And I hadn't even done anything in that class yet because I hadn't been there long enough. And I remember like how much that meant to me because I was like, God, these people like me. Like finally, like they actually like me. I had nobody like calling me names.
Because you were like bullied or what? Before that?
I mean, I don't know. That's a weird question because I feel like I wasn't because I had like just dealt with it well. But I definitely always had kids like calling me names, fat or punching me or like tripping me or pushing me in the hall or whatever in elementary school. But I just think I just didn't care because my mom taught me not to give a shit. And so I didn't even, or maybe I was too stupid to get it. Sometimes I think that's what it was. I was just too dumb to realize that like those kids were bullying me.
Sad.
Even as an adult, I didn't even realize like, oh yeah, that is bullying.
Like what?
Like, I don't know, that kid that used to punch me every day in school.
Oh, I thought you were saying like as an adult, people said something to you.
No, no, no. No, really now I don't. And like in middle school and high school, I never really got bullied at all. Like I had kids talk shit or whatever, but I just talk shit back or laugh or make jokes. Like I was pretty popular through middle school and elementary school or middle school and high school. So, but yeah, I don't know. We moved around a lot and ended up in Loveland. And after that first move, though, that's when things started getting shitty. It was already shitty living in those apartments where the guy didn't like allow kids. But then we moved to a motel. And this will put an exact date on it. I don't remember what year it was, but Princess Diana died while I lived in that motel. Aww, I remember watching her funeral.
I live in California.
Yeah, so yeah, then we moved to Fort Collins. Then we moved to, or no, we moved somewhere else in Loveland. Then we moved to Fort Collins. And then that's like the first time Ron disappeared. But we didn't know. And
you didn't know he was a drug addict yet? Uh-uh. Do you think your mom knew?
I don't know. Sometimes I think she did, but sometimes I think she didn't. I think maybe she kind of thought something was off, but didn't, you know, want to believe it because, you know, they're trying to make it work or whatever. And
you mean when he was gone or before he was gone?
When he was gone. And plus, he was such a good liar. Mm. He, like, never knew what to believe. So he, like, disappeared for... He disappeared for like weeks. Weeks. Told us he was painting because he was a painter. And so he was gone for like 3 or 4 weeks. Just left. And I think he had like borrowed a bunch of money from my mom at this point and then just spent all of it. And when I talk about how much money he borrowed or took, it was like in the thousands. It wasn't just like, can I have a couple hundred dollars for gas? It was like, can I have $6,000? I'll pay you back. And then just disappear and never return.
Yeah.
And like when he did come back, there's no money left. And then he never wanted my mom to work. So there's this like, what's she going to do? She like quit her job because he was making money and he always had money. Mm-hmm. But that was the problem with him is he could only go like for so long without going on a binge. So he would leave and we'd have no food. She had no job. We had nowhere to go.
And you lived up in the mountains when you had no water.
Yeah. Well, that was, you know, eventually when we thought things were going to be okay. Like that was still before like I knew he was a drug addict.
So when he would go on bridges, he would do drugs. But when he was back home, he wasn't doing drugs.
Yeah.
He was clean then.
Yeah. He would come back. He'd be clean for a while and then he'd get a paycheck and leave again for weeks. And it was crazy because when he would leave, like I can't even imagine what he was thinking or what he thought he was doing, because we got evicted several times when he was gone. Like we lost all of our things on multiple occasions. He robbed us and like sold everything.
Did he steal cars and stuff?
He stole cars. He stole my mom's car one time, broke the window out and said somebody else stole it. And then the car my mom ended up giving me as my first car, he stole that and then ended up like passing out at a drug house, like a flop house. And the drug addicts or whoever stole it from him and crashed it. They're in like a high speed chase with that car.
Crashed it. I don't know what a flop house means.
This is like just a place where like people do drugs and like sleep. Like that's, they just hang out there and do drugs. That's it.
Okay.
And so they stole that car and crashed it in a high speed chase after like a robbery or something. And then the cops called and were like, we recovered your fucking car.
Oh, you had reported it.
Here it is. And it wasn't mine yet. That was just the car she gave me. Well, my mom gave it to
you
me.
You found a crack pipe in it.
I found a crack pipe in it after, like, I was cleaning it out. And she gave me the car, and there was a crack pipe sitting in it. And I just was like, I remember being so mad, like, that this was my life. Like, I had to have a fucking car that had a crack pipe in it. Now I look back and I'm like, I don't know why I was mad. Like, that was Ron's fault, you know. But I remember taking it out on my mom. But yeah, I found a crack pipe in there. But that's when shit like from Ron until now, like that's how long he affected everyone's life. That's what made my mom and us poor. That's what made us have to get food from a box. That's what made us have to sign up for food stamps. That's what made us have to like get government assistance, because he put her in such a fucking hole that like there's nothing she could do. And I was so angry about it for so long, and like till I got older and realized, like, you know, once you get like put into that kind of position or you're dug into a hole that deep, like it's so hard to get out, and there's really nothing you can do to get yourself out either. It's like she used to have a great job working for Visa, and he ruined that. And she used to like have savings, and he ruined that because he stole it. And she used to have like a nice car, and he fucked that up. And, you know, like, here's the one thing about my family, I think, that I wish that they understood or like looked at, was that, yes, all this stuff happened. And, you know, she had to ask for help or whatever. Like, first of all, it's not easy to go ask for help, you know? I mean, you don't like, we understand how not easy it is to ask for help, you know? But second of all, like, just because that stuff happened doesn't mean it was like her fault. And they've always treated her like, you know, like it's all her fault. She's stupid for doing it. Like, they don't see the stuff that happened behind the scenes. I remember telling my aunt not too long ago some of this stuff, and she's like, oh, wow, I didn't even know that.
Who, Betty?
No.
Oh, Ellie?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I was trying not to say anybody's name. But she was like,
I'm bad at not saying names.
She was just like, wow, I didn't know that happened to you. And it's like, yeah, because I don't know. Like, why do you don't really talk about it, you know? Like, because I'm not one of those people who's like, God, I've had such a hard life. You know, I would never say that. I would never say like my life was terrible, because I'm a type of person that believes like those things had to happen for me to be this person. Like, have these kids and like have this life. Like, those things had to happen to me, or I could be completely different, and I don't want that. So, yes, that's a long way of telling you we had to go to buildings to get food that was in boxes because Ron stole everything that we owned and left us with no car. I mean, the last time we lived with him, when I told you this, like, he left us for 6 weeks in the mountains with no food, and we had a cistern and no water. And we had like the government boxes or whatever of food, but
it was during the winter when it snowed.
No, this was not in the winter.
Oh, I thought that was during the winter.
No, this was in the summertime.
Oh, well, that was good.
Yeah,
that was at least positive.
He left for like a very long time. And and that wasn't even the last time we lived with him. That was only the second or third to last time we lived with him. Because I remember we lived in Fort Collins and we got evicted a couple times. So,
Okay, just a thought though. You said that you were never invited over to Giuseppe's house again, but you also said that that day was the last day you lived with your grandma. You immediately moved to Loveland after that, which is like an hour away. Do you think you just were actually never invited over again, or because of what happened, or because of how far you lived?
Right, yeah.
We get that. Isn't that what Country Time is?
Yeah, I think so.
I use Country Time all the time.
It tastes like butter, but this was not Country Time. It's like
government white box.
Yeah, well, I don't know why it's even called government cheese, or like not government cheese, but like I don't know why I keep saying that. I don't even know if this had anything to do with the government. Mm. It might have been just like the county, well, like, which is the government, I guess, but like it might have just been like a program, like a city program or something.
Well, I don't know. Well, I was going to ask you what the difference was between that and food stamps. Like, why did you get that?
That's like, you don't have to sign up for that. You just go wait in line.
Oh.
Every week. Like, there was a certain day. So.
Did your mom have food stamps as well then, or no?
No.
Oh, how come?
No, you know, I don't know why. I think he didn't, like, Ron didn't want us to be on food stamps. I think that was, like, for him, I think that was, like,
the... Or did he make too much money to be on food stamps, maybe?
I mean, he might have. He did make a lot of money back then, too. That's the other thing, like... He made enough money for us to live like pretty comfortably, but he just spent all of it on drugs. I can't imagine how many hundreds of thousands or more like he spent on drugs.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy. But honestly, like, I don't know. You don't think about that stuff, I guess. It's like, think when I was drinking really heavily, like, you know? I would think of like, and me and you've added this up, like how much I spent on beer or alcohol or whatever. Like, it's a staggering amount. And you're willing to like, it doesn't matter. Like, you'll not eat. Like, as long as you drink, none of that matters. I lost a lot of weight, in fact, when I was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly when I stopped, obviously.
When you stopped drinking is when you lost like 100 pounds.
But, you know, it's pretty crazy like how you'll, I don't know, nothing else matters. Just not having to think about your life is the only thing you want. Not having to think about everything. Not, like, just not having to feel things, I guess. I don't know, really. I don't really know what Ron was running from either. You know, he said he... You know, he always had some reason for why he did it, and I don't know if he even knew anymore. Maybe he just was depressed, I don't know.
Or maybe it was just because he was an addict.
Yeah, but I think there's always
at that point, you don't have to have a reason, though.
I guess, but...
The reason is you're addicted to something.
But there was, you know... There's something there he didn't want to feel. Like, there's something there he didn't want to... think about, or...
Well, I'm sure he felt bad that...
Well, okay, after that, yeah, I guess the disease takes over, you're right. You don't want to feel fucked in pain from not doing drugs, but...
And, I mean, he stole from people he supposedly loved.
Yeah.
Too. Why would you want to... I don't know.
That's how I found out he did drugs.
He stole your stuff?
Well, yeah.
What happened to my voice? It got all cracky.
I don't know, drink something.
No, I only see a coffee, and then that doesn't sound.
I'll have that coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, he. That's how I found out, though. We were living in the mountains, and that was when he left for so long. I feel like so naive, because I remember all the kids up there. Like, none of their parents let me come over. I was not allowed a single person's fucking house. I didn't know why. And it was because they all knew Ron, and they all, like, knew
he lived
what
up there.
He had done. They all knew he was an addict.
And he stole from the church, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He robbed the church. He took the company credit, the church's credit card, and went, like, bought a bunch of tools and then sold them so he could buy drugs. Like, he pawned all the tools and then left on a binge. But that wasn't what he did. Like, that was just in addition to after they gave him another chance. Mm-hmm. Like, the church gave him another chance. And they, like, so he was, like, helping build, and he was painting. And I would go there after school and, like, hang out with him sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I like was in a church group up there. And I would go like, I don't know, go do like activities over there at the church. But this was before that even. Like when we moved up there, they had already known him because he was married to some woman. And he was like, he did the same thing to her, I guess, or whatever. And so the whole town knew about it because it's this town of like, I don't know, 1,000 people, if that. And they all knew about it. They all knew like how he ruined her life, and she still lived up there. And some people were like, most of those people were friends with her. And so we move up there with him, and we're either in on it or we're just stupid. And so, I mean, I had this best friend up there, Carl. I never went to Carl's house once, and he never came to mine. We only hung out at school and talked on the phone. And so me and my friends would like, I don't know if they even knew this, but like I'd always have three-way conversations with them on the phone because like that's the only way I got to hang out with my friends. I didn't get to like go over, you know. The only person's house I ever got to go over was this girl's Tiffany's house, and her parents were addicts too. So I think that they were treated the same way as we were.
And were they friends with Ron?
No. Nobody was friends with Ron.
Who?
This is how much we weren't friends with, or that they weren't friends with him. When he left for those 6 weeks, nobody would come help. Nobody picked us up. Like, nobody would help us. We were just stuck there. And so finally, like, it's like our last day, ran out of food, ran out of drinking water, like, had nothing at the house. Like, the electricity got turned off. Like, we had nothing. We're getting evicted because, like, we hadn't paid the rent. Because, you know, like, how are we going to pay the rent? And that, like, he spent all the rent money. And this was right before, like, this was at the same time that I had found out he robbed us. Like, that's how my mom told me. She said, I have to tell you, like, Ron's a drug addict. He's trying to get help. He's left. He's not coming back. I don't know when he's going to come back, but we have to get out of here. Also, I'm pregnant. So I was very scared. Didn't know what to do. It's 12 years old. And she's telling me how he sold all our stuff. And he sold my bike, my PlayStation, like, all my games.
Your sled?
My sled, like literally everything.
Rosebud.
He sold everything. It's not funny. It sucked.
That was a funny joke, though.
I hope to sell all of your things someday.
No, that was a funny joke.
But like, a little bit. Yeah, we had a shed with all of our things in it. Empty. Well, empty. Sad. His truck, he took his truck. Emptied all of our shit. I don't even know when he did it. Like, I don't know if he did it, like, little by little. Like, or if he did it all at once while we were gone. Yeah, I guess so. My mom even took me looking for our stuff.
Oh, really?
Like, I really wanted my bike back. Like, I loved my bike and my PlayStation. Like, my dad got me that PlayStation for Christmas. I never told my dad because I knew he would lose his mind. You know, my dad is already a scary alcoholic. So I never told him until I was much older.
What did he say?
He was just like, I didn't know that happened. That's pretty much it. I think me and him were drunk when we were talking about it. And we walked down the mountain because nobody would help us. At all, not a single fucking person would help us. My mom called people, nobody. We walked down the road, started walking down the highway. This fucking guy stopped for us in his truck, picked us up because it was my mom and two kids. Picked us up, drove us all the way
Did you know him?
No, just some stranger.
Oh, murdered you.
Definitely. And drove us to Broomfield.
He took you all the way to Broomfield?
All the way to Broomfield from Red Feather.
Wow.
It's like a 2.5 hour drive.
Wow.
Something like that, maybe less. But yeah, drove us that whole way. Really nice. And we moved in with my grandma again. And I never went back to living with Ron. I begged and pleaded to never have to live with him again. Like, that was when I had, like, that was it. Until I had to move back in with Ron. Because I had nowhere to go, so.
Yeah. Well, should we wrap it up? I'm pretty tired.
I guess.
In the heat all day. Mm-hmm. Sun exhausted. Tired because it's just late in general.
Yep. I mean, it's not that late. It's late for normal people.
I'm glad you didn't make me talk about it. Thank you for taking the lead on that so I don't have to talk about myself.
Yeah, so anyway, back to you.
Because like I said in the beginning, not a fan of talking about myself.
Yeah, but why not? Like,
I don't know. Shy. I don't know. Is that a
that's stupid.
Thing as an adult? Not really a thing as an adult. Just would rather other people talk and I can listen. So I should do your podcast and I just listen to people.
Go for it then.
Nah, you're much better than I am.
I think because I'm actually interested in people.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. I think because when I say I want to know people's story, like I'm sincere about
it. Okay, I also do. That's not, I do.
I guess.
Depending on the guest.
I mean, yeah. See, I don't care who the guest is. I still want to know.
No, I do.
I don't know. I like knowing about people's stories. I feel like if... I don't know. Maybe because I've always wanted to like talk about myself sometimes and I don't.
See, I gave you an opportunity.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
What? Yeah. Just staring off into space.
Oh, I was just thinking about Ron. Ron is a good dad. Yeah.
Taught you a lot of stuff. You always say, Ron taught me this.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Ron. I guess two dads down.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. When did he die? A couple years
ago. Ron, he died in 2014.
I don't know. Yeah, it's really weird for me. Like, I don't know. When my dad died, it was weird. And when Ron died, it was weird, too. It almost felt the same, I guess, though.
Because
and, you know, I think I was more sad for Ron.
Why?
Well, I guess when Ron died, I was angry. I was like, fuck you, you idiot. Like, you addict idiot. You, like, you killed yourself because you couldn't fucking get over it. Like, I don't know, I guess it just makes you mad. Because you don't understand... how well, and this was before I like realized what I was, you know.
But didn't your dad die of that same thing though?
Yeah, but I guess with my dad, it was just like he was never nice to me. He was, but he wasn't. When my dad said nice things to me, I never believed him. What, you know, I don't know. I guess I believed the things I wanted to. Like, when my dad said he was proud of me, I believed him. Like, it felt sincere. When my dad said he was sorry about stuff, it felt sincere for the most part. But then the next time he'd call me, he'd be so mean and
just well, he was mean, like, when he was drinking. He wasn't like that when he was...
No, sometimes he wasn't mean when he's drinking. That's the thing about him is you could never tell which, like, person you're going to get.
But he wasn't really mean when he was not drinking, right? Or was he?
Was it depended.
Was he bipolar, maybe, or something? I don't know.
Yeah, he was. But it's depended on what, like, his mood was that day. But that was the thing, too, is, like, he was so personal. He would just be very personal when he attacked you. He would find a thing about you.
Yeah.
And pick at it.
Can I say the thing he said to you once? You don't want me to say that.
I guess.
Have we talked about that?
I think I've mentioned it.
Well, when he told you that you should kill yourself.
Yeah. He did that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my dad.
Yeah.
So, I guess for it was his death for me. Like, initially it was hard because, you know, I've always said this to everybody who's asked me or said anything to me about it. It's like I miss the relationship we didn't have, but I don't really miss the man. Because, like, by all accounts, really, or at least my account, he was not a great man. He was mean and vindictive and a drunk. And, like, he would just attack you whenever he felt like it. But then there were moments where he was, like, supportive and, like, really kind and wanted to do anything for you. And, like, tell you how much he loves you and how sorry he is for the time you guys have lost. You know, I didn't really talk to him until I was... I don't know, how old was I? I was already with you. It was like 24, 23 years old.
It's before I was pregnant with Asher.
So I think
it was like a year before I got pregnant with Asher. So it was like 2008.
I think it was like 24. Yeah, something like that.
So we went over to Sue, his ex-wife's mom's house in like Highlands Ranch for Christmas, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, so I hadn't talked to him since I was like 12. I stopped going over there when I was 12 because he's so violent. Like, I was just terrified to go.
I mean, he said some pretty questionable things to me too, but it was like where
creepy.
He was like, you could, it was like he was joking, but it was like, I'm joking unless you want to do it.
Yeah.
Like he said to me, if you ever want to leave my son and come be with a millionaire, here I am, or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was like, you could tell he was like, haha, just joking. Unless you want to, then come on over.
Yeah, but I think that was him. Like, that's his being competitive. Like, you know, that's how he was with me, too. Like,
to your son? That's weird.
Yeah, but a lot. My dad's whole family is like that, though. Mm. And, like, look at my grandma. Look at how my grandma is. Like, after my dad died, she was trying to put him in his grave before they even said he was dying. And she gave all his stuff away before he died. And yeah. She was constantly telling me to
pull the plug,
like, from the very beginning. And I was trying to, like...
Yeah, that whole situation was weird, too.
Yeah, like, she was constantly telling me, like, just kill him. And basically... Like, the weirdest part about it was that the doctors would tell me, we still have to try this. Like, there's still other things we can try. Let's, you know, and I'm like, let's give them the best chance we can. Do whatever you have to do. I trust you guys. And she would call and say, like, the doctors told me that he's brain dead and there's no chance for him. And we should just pull the plug and let him die. And then I'd call the doctors back and, like, hey, what is going on? Is this, like, what happened, you know? And they would tell me, like, we never said any of that. None of that's true at all. We're still trying this, and we're still going to try this, and we're still going to give them the best chance. And then she would call me again the next day and say, okay, talk to the doctors this morning. They said, that's it. Pull the plug.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. It made me really uncomfortable. And I thought... maybe she's just like a grieving parent or whatever. But then she gave his dog away. And she gave his truck away before he even died.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then she...
stuff that she shouldn't have given away because it was our responsibility. So we had to go back and get the truck back.
Once I had control of the estate, like, I have to pay his debts off. And she gave his truck away
Which and all of is his friends. One of
the things I had to sell.
His dog was like his life. And so all of his friends called him. We're like, can we get Indiana from you? And we're like, we don't have Indiana. Yeah, it's to some random stranger. Yeah, she didn't even know the people. She just gave the dog away.
So, but that's like, that's their dynamic is like to move on from that person and talk about them in memory so that you can have the attention. I think that's really what it became for her. So I think that's what she like. When she goes over to his house and starts giving all his things away, she does that so that she can be like, oh, my son died. Look at me. Here's his stuff. Like, look at how good I'm being because I'm giving his things away. Like, that's weird to me. And I thought, like, I don't know. I wanted to think that she was just grieving or whatever. But then this last time we were out there, it just made me so uncomfortable that, you know, I'm not so sure anymore. Like, it's hard to trust them. And with my dad, too. Like, I don't want to take care of his estate because we had a terrible relationship at the end. Like, look what he did. You know, look, he ran around town telling everybody that, like, all I wanted was his money. And I was mad because he didn't give me his money and his car wash and stuff. Like, so that he didn't have to look like a jerk for saying things, for doing things, for being a drunk asshole. Mm-hmm. You know? And you know me. Like, I think everybody that knows me knows I don't want anything from him. I just wanted him to know his grandchildren. Same thing I wanted from my mom. That's it. You know, just not to be an asshole. Just to be a good grandfather. That's all I wanted. But to make himself look better. To make himself not look like... like an asshole.
Well, he would say he would come out and visit, and then he never would. But, or like when we still lived in Denver, Colorado, yeah. He lived in Durango, which was like 6 hours away, and he would say, "Oh, I'm have to come work in Denver this week. We should meet up," and then we would never hear from him. And then the next week, he would call and be like, "Oh yeah, I was in Denver for an entire week," and we're like, "Well."
Well, about 2 weeks, actually.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Denver for 2 weeks and never once, like, said anything. And then when I talked to him about that, I don't know if I ever even told you, he just told me, oh, I wanted to be alone.
Oh, that's sad.
So, it's like, I don't know. That's, I don't know. Being a parent's, like, super important to me. It's so important to me. Like, that's, you know, even, like, with... Today at the dancing thing, you know, I was gonna go sit on the bench and go like, I don't know, I just don't want to hurt, you know? I just don't want my back to hurt and my knee to hurt. Like, I just didn't want to be in pain. Like, I didn't want to have to struggle to get up or to stand or like, you know, take those few extra seconds to let my body like... stop hurting enough so that I can walk. And I couldn't fucking do it because I looked at my kids and I thought like, I don't want to miss this. Like, I don't want to miss out on this. I don't want to miss out on being around them. And I'm just being a dick. I'm going to sit on this fucking bench just for myself. There's no reason to do it, just go over there. And so I went and sat with the kids. I always wanted that for my parents, you know? I always wanted like to know I could depend on them. And my mom, I could for a while. But then after my brother was born, I think that was what happened. And I think she just didn't know what to do. I think she like knew that my uncles would be there to help with me. But Victor, like, she had to just take care of him, I guess. Like, she felt like I had enough help and I was old enough already. No, I was only 7. I was a mature 7, though. So. I think that's what happened.
Well, let's save the rest of our stories for another time.
I'll suck it.
Are we... are we running out of stories? What if we run out of stories?
I don't know. You keep cutting them off, so I think we probably
won't.
How long
have we been podcasting? I'm tired.
Like an hour.
This is about how long your podcasts are, right?
Depends on the guest.
Well, you know me. I'm short in two ways, height and talking.
Okay, yes, if you say so.
I don't have enough words that fit in my body.
I don't know.
You're much taller than me. You can fit more words in there.
Oh.
You fit so many more words in there. Everybody.
It's an hour and 24 minutes.
See, that's pretty long. Andrew can talk to anybody if you guys don't know this.
I don't
know how it happens. There was somebody in the parking lot today and he somehow struck up a conversation with the guy in the parking lot for like 20 minutes.
Because I ask people about themselves. I don't go like, hey, here's my day. And then when they start telling me things, I don't go like, cool, gotta go. I'm like, oh yeah, well. And then another question comes up when they're telling me things.
Yeah.
They'd say something that I'm like, oh, you know what? I want to know about this.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. That guy, you know what? That guy's day
was brighter because of you?
No, because he got to talk about himself. Did you not see the excitement?
You should have asked him to be on the podcast.
Did you not see the excitement?
He was very nice. He was a nice gentleman.
When somebody like actually fucking treated him like a human, do you think working out there he gets treated like a person? Or you think people just fucking ignore him all day? That's what I think of when I see those people. When I see people in like grocery stores and shit, they're just like a machine, just swiping. And like, I don't know, I just feel bad. So I feel like I have to say something.
Well, maybe you shouldn't feel bad. Maybe they don't feel like a machine.
And then they won't talk to me.
Okay.
Maybe because sometimes that's happened to me. They don't want to talk to me, and I can tell them that I fucking leave.
That'd be mean.
And I go, oh, good. Fuck you then. I don't want to talk to you either. But, you know, like sometimes, like that lady at the fucking grocery store, she started crying. We're talking about her daughter living in New York, and she's trying to get her to move, and she wouldn't. Uh-huh. She's like crying.
Yeah.
That lady just needed to talk to somebody. I'm fine with being that.
Just tell them, give them a therapy session and give them, like, you need to get cards that just have, say, call me, we'll talk, and then just your phone number, and then just be like, that would be your podcast card.
I wanted Far Betterment to be like the suicide hotline, but better. Mm. Remember when I called them? I called the suicide hotline.
Well, no, I was not home when this happened.
And...
I remember the story you told me, yes.
They told me they had to go because I was talking too much. I just needed to talk to somebody and they were like, yeah, I'm out of time.
Yeah, that's not good.
Go find some help. Bye. That's not how it should be.
Probably not.
Yeah. Fuck that place. I'm sure they help lots of people, but they didn't do anything for me.
Well, you're still here at least.
So, not because of them. Because of other people like me that also wanted someone to talk to.
Is that a thing? Have you Googled it? That the suicide...
Peer therapy?
No. The suicide hotline. Do they do that? Was that just a rare occurrence that happened to you? Or is that something that happens?
I think it's rare. Yeah, I think it's rare, but I don't think it's... not happened to other people, because I did look that up and other people had said that it had, like, that exact thing happened to them.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen.
And I tried to ask, like, there's some people online that were like suicide counselors and they would never answer me back ever. They, like, I had one person just kind of like shrug their shoulders and say, I don't know.
What'd you ask them?
Like, is this typical?
Oh, about the...
Of them telling me they're out of time and they have to go? Because I've heard stories where they've stayed online on the phone for hours.
Well, maybe they like...
They gave me 15 minutes.
Monitor the situation maybe and just decide.
No, because here's what they wanted. They wanted me to tell them if I was going to hurt myself or not. And I told them I didn't know. And then they I guess because I wouldn't tell them, because I asked, if I tell you yes, are you going to send someone to my house? And they said, yes, we are. And so I said, then I don't know. And then they said,
how do they know where you live, though?
We're out of time. It tells them their address.
Your exact address or just the general location?
No, it tells them where you live. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Or maybe they asked for the address and I wouldn't give it to them. I don't remember. But yeah, so that was a bad experience. So that's why I didn't want to fucking. That's why I wanted to do Saints. Yeah, that was a big deal. They don't have time for you. You know?
Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad.
I mean, there are a few people personally that I know that were thinking about killing themselves, and then just through us talking to each other, they didn't. You know?
Yeah.
One of them's a teenager. Like, how fucking horrible would that be?
Yeah. How is she doing? Have you heard from her recently?
She's doing okay.
It's good.
Yeah. She's a good kid. But that, I don't know, that suicide line failed.
They didn't exactly fail because you're still here, but not because of them.
No, they absolutely failed.
Okay, fine. They failed.
How did they not? Did they do what they were supposed to? Did they take the time? They did not help me. I went on for almost a year after that or more, still wanting to die. So how did they not fail? They failed so much in a way that I lost trust in them completely and would never, ever call back, ever. I would say that's a pretty big failure.
Yeah.
That somebody lost faith in their system.
Yeah. Because that's supposed to be what you call.
It's a fucking volunteer service. And that volunteer didn't have time for me.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked.
Probably like, gotta go, lunch break.
Yeah.
Asshole.
That's kind of what it was like.
All right. We still have to edit this before you go to bed.
We.
Well, I'll sit here.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, world.
Yep. This is going to be a long, boring ass episode.
Why?
Good night.
Why? Why?
Because it's boring.
Because it's about you?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
And that concludes another episode of Far Betterment. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to all my subscribers. And thank you to everybody who's rated the podcast so far. If you haven't subscribed, you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including where you're listening to podcasts right now. And please, please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us tremendously. I can't tell you how much it helps us. If you want to give us anything less than 5 stars, please don't. There's really no reason.